Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch with Mary Tisdale Green, host and author of three books, Forgive As You Go, Growing My Faith Garden, and a remix of the first book, Flush, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. Fabulous because that is who she is. Fresh touch because if you touch her life, that's exactly what you're going to get. She is a motivational encourager who cherishes the gifts God has given. She carries out her divine appointment by God as a customer service agent for Jesus, going about servicing the souls of people she meets, if only for a minute, hour, day, month, year, a lifetime, as she enjoys her journey of purpose. And now, here's your host, Mrs. Fabulous.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, everyone. And welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch, where if you touch my life, you will get a fresh touch. I am your host and author, Dr. Mary Tisdale Green, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. I am a practicing believer who practice living the Word of God. I practice the God habit so that I don't have to worry about bad habits. I carry out my divinely appointed position as a customer service agent for Jesus, servicing the souls of people I meet as I live my journey of purpose. How about you on today? Are you living your journey of purpose? Well, I am so glad that you're here with me on today and that you've listened in, that you've turned aside to hear what the Lord has given me on today. And we're going to be talking about the power of the Word, the power of the Word of God. God is His Word, and His Word is Him. There is power, authority in the Word of God. There's influence in the Word of God. He influences us. So the power of the Word, there is no other word like God's word because He's in the word. He's in His word. So there can be no comparison to any other word. God is the word, the power of the Word of God. And we thank God for that on today. So I hope that you are encouraged, that I find you encouraged on today, and that you will be even more encouraged after listening to today's topic, the power of the Word, the power of the Word of God. There is power in the Word. There's power, power to change, power to influence, power to encourage, the power to heal, the power to set free. There is power in the Word of God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, for that. Now, we're going to have a word of prayer, and then we will get into the power of the Word in the name of Jesus. So, if you have a prayer request, we want you to now, put it up before the Lord, and I am going to touch and agree with you for God to work out whatever that situation is, because there's power in the Word, power in the Word of God. There isn't anything that I know of that God cannot do. He can do anything but fail. There's no failure in God. There is power in His Word. All right, so are you ready? All right, then let's have a word of prayer. Most gracious God, on today, we come before you thanking you for all things today, God, being just as well as they are. We come asking that you would forgive us if we have displeased you, God, in any way today, God. If we've thought, if we've acted in any way, God, that displeased you with us, please forgive us today. And we thank you for it right now, God. We thank you for the power of your word, God. For your word is powerful, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for the power of your word, Lord. Thank you for it, God, in the name of Jesus. It says that word was found, and we did eat it. And that word was unto us the joy and rejoicing of our hearts. I am called by thy name. Oh, to be called by his name, for his spirit to dwell within us, and that we move and have our being because of your power, God, your authority, your word that lives in on the inside of us. We thank you for it, God, in the name of Jesus. Now, I touch and agree with my sister, with my brother on today, God, in the name of Jesus, for whatever that need is, that your word, God, will go there and heal, go there and deliver, go there and set free, God, for your word is powerful, Lord, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Your word, God, your word, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you for your word right now. Your word travels over the ocean, Lord Jesus, through prayer, God, in your name right now. And we command, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that bodies be healed, be delivered, be set free, God. Go into the nursing homes. Go into the homes of your people, God, in the name of Jesus. And let your peace abide, God. Your word, your power, God. Let your word, your peace, your joy, your hope abide, God, in the name of Jesus, in the homes of your people, God. You are the difference, God. Your word makes the difference, God. In the name of Jesus, when we truly get a hold to you, God, you make the difference. And we thank you for it, God, for you're great, Lord, and you're worthy of every one of our praises, God. And we give them to you today, Lord. And we thank you for it now, God, in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, we ask that you would look on the elders everywhere, God, on our bishop, God, in the name of Jesus, and bless, God, in this world, God, in the name of Jesus. You see the need, Lord. And, God, we know that you are yet in control of all things, God. And we thank you for that, God, in the name of Jesus. And we magnify you today, Lord. Would you look on the bereaved families everywhere, God? And would you console them today, God, as only you can, God, only you, God, can touch a soul, God, in the name of Jesus, and we thank you for it right now, God. Now, would you bless your people everywhere, God, and we just thank you today. We thank you for prayer, for that communication with you, God, that you give us, God, as a weapon against the enemy, God. Prayer, God, thank you for that out, Lord Jesus, that we can talk to you, God, about the different situations, God, and you will come because you said, Lord, in your word, God, that you look out over your word, God, and to perform it, Lord, and we thank you for that, God, in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, we lift you up, and you said if you be lifted up, God, that you would draw all men unto you, God, and we just thank you, Lord. Thank you for your anointing today, God, in your powerful word, God, in the name of Jesus, for your great and worthy of every one of our praises. And we thank you for it today, Lord, in your most holy name, God. And, Lord, you said if we would acknowledge you in all of our ways and our doings, that you would direct us, God. Thank you for direction on today. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Amen. Amen and amen. Thank God for prayer on today. Thank God for his word on today. The power of the word. The power of the word of God. And we magnify God for that on today. Now, if you have a prayer request, and you would like for us to pray for you or with you, you can go to my website, www.fabulousfreshtouch.com, and you can leave your request there. Now, if you would like to be a guest on my show, you can email me, or if you would like for me to come and be a encourager at your event, you can go to my email address, which is mgreen60818@yahoo.in, and I will be more than happy to come and encourage where you are. All right, then. Now, if you would like to give your testimony, if you have a testimony of what God has already done, is doing for you, and you would like to share that, well, for the next 16 minutes, I am live and in living color, and you can call in at 347-850-8928, and you can share your testimony with us. How about that? Right here on Blog Talk Radio. All right, then. We magnify God for you, for each of you, each one of you listening in on today. And we're believing God for your whatever it is that you're needing from God. I'm touching and agreeing with you and believing God with you that he will do and give you just what you need. For the power of the word is real. God is alive and he is well. He's well. And I want you to check out my books. They're on my website, or you can go to Amazon.com and check them out there. Dr. Mary Tisdale Green, and check them out. I have 4 books. And so check them out there and just check me out, see what I'm saying about the Lord on today and how good he is, and he's worthy of every one of our praises. Well, all right then, let's just get into the topic on today, talking about the power of the word. Now, we got to know that there's power in God's word because it changes us. It changes us for the good. The word don't change us for the worse, but the word changes us for the better. Now, if you're still doing those same old things after you receive the word, something is wrong. Something is seriously wrong, and you need to re-examine yourself to see if you are in the faith. Check it out. See. You check it out. You don't have to wait for somebody else to check it out. You do it for yourself. And you see if you're in the faith by the word. Try the word. Try the spirit by the word of God. And see if it's of God. And you will know the difference. You will know the difference. Because there's power in the word, the power in the word of God. Now, you know that there's power in words, period. Words change people. You say a word, you can be around a person, and whatever that their habit is, if you're around them long enough, you'll find yourself saying some of the same things that that person says. So you know that the word has the power of influence. We're influenced by words. So we're definitely influenced and changed by the power of the word of God. What more can I say when I say the word? In the beginning was the word, and the word became flesh and dwelled among us. It all started with God, the Word, and the Word became Jesus, and He was with us, and now Jesus lives in us. The Word is alive. The power, the authority of God, the influence. Hebrews 4:12 says, "For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." Now, who else but God, who is the Word? the Word is quicker. God is quick and powerful. He cut both ways. And isn't it amazing how that He put man together, mind, body, and spirit? So, just like the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, mind, body, and spirit. So God can separate soul, spirit. It's so amazing about God. As for God, His way is perfect, God's way. So when we're not doing it God's way, it says His way is perfect. The word of the Lord is proven. He's proven that there's power in His word. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. He spoke it. He spoke the world into being. In the beginning, the word of the Lord is proven. He is a shield to all who trust in Him. Psalms 18:30, a shield. We're protected. He's a shield. Protected by the word of God. Protected by God. So when we get the word in us, it's got to get in us so it can protect us. God's word, the word of God. I remember, and I've shared it with you before, that I was coming home from work one day, and though I was thanking and magnifying God for allowing me to dwell in that secret place, and He shared with me that I was hid in Him. Hid in Him, camouflaged from the enemy, hid in Him. Because He said a lot of times the enemy be looking for me, but he couldn't find me because I was hid in the Word. That's why it's so important that we be filled with the Word of God, because the enemy is on his job. And his job is to destroy us. What did he say? He said, "I'm walking to and fro in this earth, seeking whom I may devour." His job is to kill, steal, and destroy. And you know what? He don't care who he used to get the job done. He used Joseph's family. His brothers were the ones that sold him into slavery. They meant it for evil, but God turned it to good. So it don't make no difference. The enemy don't care who it is. He'll use our children. He'll use our spouses. He'll use anybody that allow him to. Excuse me. So we have to be watchful. Guard our hearts and guard our minds and do not allow the things that the enemy brings to try and destroy us to get into our hearts. We can't stop the bird from flying over our heads, but we can stop him from building the nest. Because we have the word. We have the weapons of the word. We have the word. So we need to get filled with God's word so it'll set up a standard. The word of God will set up a standard in us when the enemy come and try to destroy us. He's going to come because he don't like it in the first place that we are children, excuse me, of God, children of the Most High. The enemy don't like it. So all we have is the word. Excuse me. And until the Lord come, this is our defense, the word of God. The word of God. The word of the Lord are pure words. So they're pure words. As silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. Psalms 12 and 6, thy word is very pure. Therefore, thy servant loves it. Psalms 19, 119 and 160. Every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Proverbs 30 and 5. God is that shield for us. If we're putting our trust in God, I'm putting my trust in the Lord, that even when the enemy comes and try to kill, steal, and destroy us, that God's word will lift up that standard within us so that we know who we are and whose we are. And don't get it mixed up. The battle is the Lord, and God said he will repay. So don't worry. We don't have to worry about those that try to destroy us, that allow the enemy to use them trying to destroy us. But the word of God says that vengeance is his, and he will repay. God will repay every thing or person that come against us in the wrong. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. So the word is so perfect, God's word. Romans 12:1-2 says, be ye transformed by the renewing of our minds. Our minds, when it becomes renewed, is because of the perfectness of the word of God. It converts the soul. It's the soul that needs saving. Our spirit is already connected with God, but our soul is what needs to be changed. That's why it's important that we get in the word and allow the word to get in us. Then we can testify. So the testimony of the Lord is sure. Then we can testify of the goodness of God. We can testify of his word, what his word did for us, how it changed us, how it made a difference in our lives, making wise the simple. That's what the word does. It makes wise the simple. It's not all about education or anything like that. The saints of old, they didn't have education, but what they had was the word of God. And God made them wise because they had simple things, simple. It wasn't complicated, but just simple. And God made them wise. So to have the word of God and then to have education, oh, my God, when we stay humble before the Lord and allow him to direct us. The statutes of the Lord are right. When we get into God's word and we live it, say it, speak it, that it becomes us. The statutes of the Lord are right. Rejoice in the heart. We can't help but to rejoice in the Lord when we do it his way. The commandments of the Lord is pure. God's commandment, his relationship with us, as he give it, then we are to do it. It's pure, enlightening the eyes. God opens our eyes to the truth. He's a discerner, and he discerns. He allow us because he lives in us. The Holy Spirit lives in us, and God, he discerns that of another. And so he enlightens the eyes. Psalms 19, 7 and 8. It's a mystery about God. But he allows us, when we get in the word and allow the word to get into us, we can experience the power of God's word. We can experience the influence. We can experience the authority of God's word within our own lives. Yes, we can. Thank God for the word. The entrance of thy word give light. The entrance, the beginning, when we have let God's word come in and live in us. The entrance of the words give light. We can see better. I remember the story of Elisha, when his servant couldn't see that the city, the angels that were surrounding them, all he could see was the natural, and that was that the army of the enemy had surrounded the city. But God sent his angels to surround the enemy. The entrance of thy word gives light. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And Elisha prayed and asked God to open up his servant's eyes so that he could see. The entrance of thy words give light. It gives understanding unto the simple. Psalms 119 and 130. It gives understanding. So if we are without understanding, we are without allowing the word to enter into our lives. We have to allow God's word. We've got to get in that word. We've got to get in the word and allow the word to get into us, that we become living epistles for the Lord, living epistles for God. Your word is a lamp. That's what the word has become, a lamp to our feet and a light unto our path. Psalms 119 and 105. The word, the power of the word. Jeremiah 15 and 16 says, thy words were found, and I did eat them. Are you eating the word? And thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of mine heart. For I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. John 15 and 3. Now unto the next, the power of God's Word. Be blessed, and I'll see you on Block Talk Radio. Bye-bye.